The second phase that a group experiences is called the storming phase. It is in this phase that the facilitator may start to experience tension in the group. In order to overcome this tension, it's important to understand that there are two types of tensions that groups experience. The first form of tension is primary tension. Primary tension reflects the anxiety that group members feel about being in the group and the uncertainty surrounding the roles they will play. Additionally, since the group has not yet established norms, any members may worry about status differences that will result from conflicts. To reduce primary tensions, you may want your group members to work actively towards learning more about each other. When members share information about themselves, they feel more comfortable and thus engage more with the group. The second form of tension that groups experience is known as secondary tension. Secondary tension occurs after working through primary tensions, and it emerges as members seek to influence others and develop norms and roles and explore the issues surrounding the task at hand. These tensions result from differences of opinions, disagreements about how to approach the tasks, power struggles, or personality differences. Small amounts of conflict may occur in this phase and usually center on procedural matters as members disagree on ways to approach the task. Group scholars suggest that even the most cohesive groups engage in some form of conflict.